everybody.
Welcome. Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is Saturday, March 19th, 2011. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. Thanks for tuning in. I cannot believe yet another week has gone by. It's Saturday, March 19th, folks. Thanks for tuning in. And don't even know where to start. I'm coming in a little hot here. Just left a meeting, a local Liberty Alliance meeting we have the first and third Saturdays of every month called Super Liberty. Lots of activity here in Iowa, in eastern Iowa, right on the river where I live in Davenport. And this will be a little bit of a free form today. I don't really have anything that's specific. I have a few things I want to read, some information about a trial happened in North Carolina I want to talk about sound money, some comments. I would encourage folks to call in today for the next hour if you have any thoughts or comments on what I'm going to share with you today. And let's see, where should we even start? The number, by the way, is 800-313-9443. And last week we had, as our guests on the show, Julian Heiklin and James Cox, both activists in the cause to promote nullification. And that would be jury nullification. And you can actually listen to that archive at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can check it out at my blog, thirdrailblog.com. Thirdrailblog.com has show links and embedded videos and resources and so forth there. And, you know, I got some good feedback about that show. I was glad to have Julian on and James. And one of the listeners sent me back a note on an email. I sent out an email to a bunch of people about the show last week, and this person wrote, "Nullification only works for the republics of the states. The current municipal state government and the 14th Amendment subjects are not parties to the Constitution. This is private contract law. You have already signed the contract. Why would the government let you pick and choose which parts you want? You already signed the contract. They own you like a parent owns a child. They will decide what's best for you. There is no nullification." And that was the feedback I got from one listener. And my response to this person was, despite the criminal corporatocracy and courts of injustice within the private contract law you refer to, there are instances of nullification via hung juries. It only takes one juror to effect. Have you ever been a juror? Meanwhile, the circumstances you describe, do you have any suggested solutions or action steps we should take? So, you know, what do you propose? And I just listened to the last 20 minutes of Phil's show, and he talked about, you know, essentially economic sanctions is what I heard Phil talk about, and quit paying your taxes and quit working for the corporatocracy and you know, take to the streets, if you will. And that has been proposed already. Articles of Freedom, actually. If you go check out Articles of Freedom, the remedial instructions to the federal legislators and state legislators about the 14 violations of the U.S. Constitution, that private contract law that listener referred to, how to remedy them. And there was a pledge in Articles of Freedom that talked about when many millions of Americans also take the pledge, we will withdraw our resources from the government. So, and I've talked about it on the show many times, and you know, there has to be a mass movement, a peaceful mass movement. In the meantime, I will continue to promote nullification in the jury box, folks. Despite the criminal corporatocracy and the private contract law that a lot of people talk about, it only takes one to acquit. So keep that in mind. If you have jury duty, you better take it, because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a word from all these sponsors.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody, to Common Sense Revisited. And we're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank John Stadtmiller and his staff for all the hard work that they maintain this network, to maintain this outlet for truth and outlet for dialogue. Appreciate it. I want everybody to make sure they visit republicbroadcasting.org as often as you can. They have excellent RSS feeds there and headlines to, you know, the news you're not going to get in the mainstream. Common Sense Revisited is the namesake of this show, and the website is commonsenserevisited.com. commonsenserevisited.com. It is the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, and there is a tour happening right now. Clyde Cleveland, who's been on the show a few times and is the founder of Common Sense Revisited, the author of the booklet. It's available for as a free download at the website, commonsenserevisited.com. You can also order copies of a very professionally, beautifully published full-color magazine. It's 48 pages. You can order copies there. You can order CD-ROMs, MP3s, narrated, and so forth. Clyde is on tour right now, and he is going to be and I apologize, I better have this up here myself. I don't have his tour. Actually, he was in Kansas City just a few days ago, I heard. I heard it went extremely well. And he's been throughout the Southwest. And let's see here. Well, it would help if I could type. I know he's going to be in Fairfield, Iowa, March 27th. And, well, goodness. This is not good. Hold on one second, folks, here. I'm a little technical difficulty. My apologies. There is a method to the madness, however. And here we go. Let's see. March. I can't believe it's already. So he was in Kansas on March 16th. Kansas City area, March 17th. That was Thursday. It was in Overland Park. So his next meeting is not until Sunday, March 27th, folks. And it's going to be an exciting one. It's in Fairfield, Iowa. That's in Jefferson County, Iowa, in southeastern Iowa. It's about 2 hours south of where I live here in the Quad Cities. And Sheriff Richard Mack is also going to be speaking at that event. And he is going to be talking about his book, America's Last Hope, the U.S. or the county sheriff, and about nullification, which sounds like it's a hot topic these days. And there's also another woman speaking, and I will have her. You can go to Iowans Rally for Freedom website, I believe, is the website, yes. And Sheriff Richard Mack will be there. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, goes till 4:30. It says here, according to Sheriff Mack, we are seeing popular uprisings demanding freedom in many parts of the world, says event moderator Clyde Cleveland. The purpose of this rally is to inspire people from all around Iowa to celebrate the great opportunity we have in this country for restoring our indigenous power and severely limiting surrogate power. Of these surrogate powers, none impact citizens more than the federal government. Recent examples include legislation to control local food producers, forced vaccination policies, regulations to control distribution of natural herbs, vitamins, and minerals, invasions of privacy under the provisions of the Patriot Act, and the list goes on and on. To address this issue of surrogate power run amok, a former county sheriff who has successfully sued the federal government will be the keynote speaker at the rally. After a three-year legal battle in 1997, Sheriff Richard Mack won what is considered the most important decision for the state's rights in recent history in the Supreme Court. That was the Brady Bill that he fought. Following this victory for indigenous authority, Mack did not mince words on the importance of restraining the power of the federal government. Right now, it is vital that we restore the Constitution as the greatest threat we face today is not terrorists. It is our own federal government, end quote. Sheriff Mack has written four books. The latest, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, is being distributed through public donations to every sheriff in the nation. To date, almost half the sheriffs in the country have received a copy. He also offers constitutional training for sheriff's departments in all 50 states. So I'm excited about getting to meet Sheriff Mack personally, and I've handed out his book to many of our elected officials, and we've delivered it to our sheriff here in our county and so forth. And it all comes down to any right that we the people cannot enforce is no right at all. And I hear all the discussion about the corporatocracy and the de facto and the 14th Amendment citizen and that we're all slaves, and I subscribe to much of that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, even in this criminal court of injustice, the only reason that the judge is able to get away with what he or she gets away with is because there is a bailiff standing there with a weapon, and that bailiff is under the purview and the direction of the sheriff of that county, and it's collusion between the two that is achieving the enslavements that are happening. And if you can't get involved with your sheriff, if you're not going to get involved with your jury, then you need to get involved with your sheriff. These are the two fronts that I think are, whether you're in a de facto or de jure situation, are critical. And if you're not doing that, you're just an armchair quarterback. You're not engaging. You're not doing anything. It's great to complain, and it's great to point out how bad things are, but what are you actually doing to move the dial? I've talked about this on this show many times, and civic education without action, it's just as useless as action without education. We have to have both. And I'm all about trying to educate people about how criminal those courts of injustice are. I was there just 2 days ago in our county courthouse. I watched a friend of mine be brought in, a nonviolent friend, a person who's never hurt anybody, be walked in orange jumpsuit and shackles and chains from feet to hand there with the padlock and the whole nine yards, as if he was some violent, murder or something, with a bailiff standing behind him with a weapon. What was he guilty of? According to this corporatocracy, he was guilty of driving without a driver's license. And this is how people, there was about six or eight of us in the gallery there. And it was, very fascinating to watch the proceedings, because this individual, he wanted to read his complaint and affidavit as part of his defense in this arraignment. And the judge said, I don't want to hear it. And several of the staffers for the county attorney's office said, I don't want to hear it. And about six of us in the gallery shouted out, we want to hear it. We want to hear what the defendant has to say. And you should have seen the look on that judge's face. He'd never seen such a thing before. He was so flustered. He said, this should only take 2 or 3 minutes. What's going on here? And we all kept saying, we want to hear the defendant. We want to hear him. And he got all flustered. And so he directed the public defender to make copies of our friend's affidavit that he had and hand them out to us in the gallery. And, more debate ensued, even though he said he didn't want to have a debate. There was another proceeding. That was at 8:30 in the morning. At 10:30 in the morning, this individual was to be arraigned on another instance of the same, quote, crime, driving without a driver's license. And they didn't even bring him into the courtroom. They took him into the judge's chambers. and had an ex parte or in camera, whatever term you want to use. They had a private conversation. Actually, more might have gotten done in that chambers, actually. But what I'm trying to say here, folks, is we're helping move the dial by showing up and being present. Lobbing bombs, verbal bombs at people about, what their efforts are and accusations, it doesn't do any good. What are you doing? Are you doing anything to move the dial? Are you getting involved? Education, yeah, I'm all for it. It's great. But how are you educating people? Are you actually going to the seats of power? Have you had any meetings with your local sheriff? Have you asked to have a meeting with your county attorney? Have you talked to any of your elected officials? Have you tried to educate them at all? Have you brought them any information about Agenda 21? So as this smart planning and green planning moves throughout the country quietly, silently, what are you doing? Ask yourself that question. If you're doing something, give us a call, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So there's some things happening out there that the mainstream's not covering very often, and one of them is Bernard von Knotthaus's trial that's happening in North Carolina. It happened this past week and the week prior, and I'm going to pull up some information here about this. There is a website that's called LibertyNumber4Free.com. Liberty for free. LibertyNumeral4Free.com. This is the Liberty Dollar website, I believe. And I'm not an expert in this, and I want to preface this, but I think it is a storyline that needs to be dealt with and needs to be brought up and brought to people's attention. Let me read this to you real quick here. This goes back to, here it is. This is a short blog posting from June of 2009, written by Lou Rockwell. And he says, this is in June of 2009. The FBI has arrested Bernard von Knotthaus and three associates for minting and selling 1 ounce silver medallions called the Liberty Dollar and describing them as money. This operation was first disrupted during the Ron Paul presidential campaign, and that was no coincidence, since they were minting Ron Paul copper, silver, and gold medallions. And that was the subject of much mainstream media publicity. But here is the Department of Justice's press release about the current arrest and a 13-page indictment. And there are links to those two, which, by the way, are no longer live because they were at the Liberty Dollar's website, which was taken down by court order, so you can't actually link to those. As the press release puts it, all four defendants are charged with, quote, conspiracy and other charges in connection with an alleged unlawful operation to publish, possess, and sell for profit coins in resemblance and similitude to U.S. coins. All four defendants are also charged in the alleged conspiracy with uttering and passing and attempting to utter and pass a coin of silver in resemblance of genuine coins of the United States and the denominations of $5 and greater and intended for use as current money, end quote. So that's a citation from the news release from the Department of Justice. So Rockwell goes on to write, this is back in June of 2009. Oh, sure, we are likely to mistake an ounce of silver for the tin junk uttered and passed by the U.S. Mint. The actual charge the feds care about is at the end, that the Liberty Dollar is, quote, intended for use as current money, end quote, in direct competition with the state. Should someone be allowed to mint whatever he wants, charge whatever he wants, and try to pass it as money? Of course, so long as no fraud is involved, fraud being a government monopoly. So it is an outrage that these four people have been arrested for non-crimes, will be tried in a federal kangaroo court where they will not be allowed to mention the Constitution or many other things, and perhaps be put in cages for years when they are pronounced guilty. Free the Liberty Dollar 4 and all political prisoners. That's the end of that blog post. When we come back after the break, we're going to go into some of the accounting of that actual trial in North Carolina.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Alrighty, folks, I'm back. This is Todd McGreevy. I'm your host this hour, and you're on Common Sense Revisited with Republic Broadcasting. And it just, some listeners sent me some links to some mainstream news articles that have finally started to emerge about Bernard von Nothaus's situation. I can tell you, prior to the, he's been convicted of four counts, by the way. This happened, I think, Friday. And I can tell you, mid last week, my searches on the internet, search engines for news coverage of this turned up nil. I mean, zero. There was not nary a peep out there about this trial. And the Department of Justice has a news release that was issued yesterday and claiming that defendant convicted of minting his own currency in Statesville, North Carolina, Bernard von Nothaus, 67, was convicted today by a federal jury of making, possessing, and selling his own coins. Announced Ann Tompkins, U.S. Attorney for the Western District of North Carolina. Following an eight-day trial and less than 2 hours of deliberation, von Nothaus, the founder and monetary architect of a currency known as the Liberty Dollar, was found guilty by a jury in Statesville, North Carolina, of making coins resembling and similar to United States coins, of issuing, passing, selling, and possessing Liberty Dollar coins, of issuing and passing Liberty Dollar coins intended for use as current money, and of conspiracy against the United States. The guilty verdict concluded an investigation which began in 2005 and involved the minting of a Liberty Dollar coins with the current value of approximately $7 million. Joining the U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins in making today's announcement are Edward Montooth, acting special agent in charge of the FBI Charlotte Division, Russell Nelson, special agent in charge of the United States Secret Service Charlotte Division, and Sheriff Van Duncan of the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office. According to the evidence introduced during the trial, von Nothaus was the founder of an organization called the National Organization for the Repeal of the Federal Reserve and Internal Revenue Code, commonly known as NORFED, and also known as Liberty Services. Von Nothaus was the president of NORFED and executive director of Liberty Dollar Services until on or about September 30, 2008. There's more details there, and I'll put some show links up when this segment's over so you can link to this. Thank you, John, who sent me this. I appreciate it. He also sent me a link to the Asheville, North Carolina's website, ironically called the Citizen Times. It's citizen-times.com, a Gannett company, okay? So the folks that own USA Today and Des Moines Register and part of the criminal corporatocracy at the media. This is their accounting. I have to read you this because some quotes from the U.S. attorney are classic. Liberty Dollar creator convicted in federal court. The story says the leader of a group that marketed a fake currency called Liberty Dollars in the Asheville area and elsewhere has been found guilty by a federal jury of conspiracy against the government in a case of, quote, domestic terrorism. Here we go, folks. They're rolling out the first one not first. There's been several arrests lately, but the net is starting to descend, everybody. They're starting to call those of us who are attempting to fight the system peacefully, expose the travesties that are occurring. They're labeling them domestic terrorists, and here it comes. And the media is complicit in this, in these myth makings. It goes on to say Bernard von Nothaus was convicted Friday at the conclusion of an 8-day trial in the U.S. District Court in Statesville. The jury deliberated less than 2 hours. Charges remain pending against William Kevin Innes, an Asheville man who authorities said recruited merchants in western North Carolina willing to accept the barter currency, according to court records. Innes was indicted along with von Nothaus in 2009. Quote, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins said. Quote, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. End quote. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government, Tompkins said. Let me repeat that. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government, Tompkins said. So if you're going to challenge the authority of this federal Leviathan to continue to put us into debt with unsound currency, to continue to put our grandchildren in debt with undeclared, illegal, unlawful, unmoral wars, foreign wars abroad and wars locally, like the war on drugs, if you are going to attempt to even question their authority, they are going to dismantle you through infiltration and disruption. And they're going to label you a domestic terrorist. It's happening, folks. We all knew it would. And you've got to get involved locally. If that sheriff in that county had actually stood up and defended his oath, Von Nothaus would not be where he is today. And I'm telling you, this concept that you're going to change something by, you know, getting it done at the top, worrying about your senator, worrying about your federal Congress, and worrying about the president, for God's sake. What a waste of time. Get involved with your local government, your state government. There are people, South Carolina, just, you know, south of this state, and I played the portion of this clip on the air 2 weeks ago here. They have, the state legislators are looking at making gold a reserve in their state. Now, that flies right in the face of what the U.S. attorney has done on a federal level to von Nothaus. What about what South Carolina is doing? These are important times, everybody, what is happening right here. Let me jump back to what I said I was going to talk about here, and that was some reports from the courtroom, some firsthand accounts, because recording devices were not allowed, per usual. And we were at the bottom half of the hour. When we come back, I'm going to give you a synopsis of what is happening in the courtroom from somebody that's close to von Nothaus. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Bottom half of the hour, and I'm so glad that music is so calm and soothing, because I need it. This is so out of hand, the travesties going on. And it does come back to nullification, folks. This was a jury trial with Bernard von Nothaus, and he was found guilty on all four counts by a jury of his peers. And let's keep in mind that the juries are instructed by the judge, and I'm sure that there was a lockdown on what those juries heard and could know and so forth in this trial. Like, you cannot believe, and the amount of pressure on them. And it's because we don't have an educated society, as many have talked on this network, that they get to this point where they're just led by the nose by the judge. So I've been fortunate that I have a loved one who helped me parse through the extensive first-hand account of what happened at Bernard von Nothaus's trial. And it is available at libertyforfree.com. It's libertynumeral4free.com, and you'll see a link to the Liberty Dollar Trial News. And I'm going to read. It's by Heather Lewis. I don't know Heather, never met her, never talked to her, but she is a brave soul, in my opinion, and went in there and was there every day documenting, blogging what happened. And here's her introduction. Disclaimer, please keep in mind that these notes are the best of my recollection at the time they were taken. It is very hard to hear in the courtroom sometimes. Take them as you will. No guarantee is made of their accuracy because I am not a human typewriter or tape recorder, and no recording devices are being allowed in the courtroom. I consider myself to be a friend of Bernard von Nothaus, and I am also a Liberty Dollar associate. So I am by no means a partial reporter in this case. In my opinion, Liberty Dollar is one of the doors to changing our broken financial system. Liberty Dollar became a threat to the Federal Reserve by competing with them, and the Fed had them taken out of business. That is my opinion. However, I have made every effort to report accurately the proceedings that are going on in the Federal District Court here in Statesville, North Carolina. For those of you who are completely in the dark about the Liberty Dollar organization, you will have to do your own research. My apologies, but I am flat out just keeping up. Maybe someday when there are no more earthquakes, tidal waves, or nuclear meltdowns, I will have time to organize an article to fill you in on the details. But for now, this testimony gives a fairly accurate picture of the Liberty Dollar story. And it's cited as, you know, trial day four, part one, part two. It's got, to the best of her ability, a transcription of what happened. Now, of course, an actual record of what happened from the court reporter should be secured, and there's a donation page there. I'm sure it's going to cost hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars to get that for such a lengthy and detailed trial. But and by lengthy, this isn't super lengthy, a week, but I'm sure it was intense and in depth. So here is the analysis that a loved one actually put together after poring over these Heather's account. The high points of what my friend pointed out here is that, number one, 1.5 million documents were in the prosecution's discovery. So, you know, during discovery, you know, the prosecution who's bringing these charges to the defendant are required to give the defense, here's the evidence that we're going to bring forward, the backup, the documentation, the discovery of what we're going to bring to the table. 1.5 million documents, which, according to Heather, in the court proceedings, the prosecution admitted do not all pertain to the case. So they admitted in the court that, yes, so much of the documents they brought to the case don't even pertain to this case. Clearly an abuse of process right there. That's number one high point. Number two, the FBI agent investigating the Liberty Dollar associations requested that the U.S. Mint issue a warning as part of his investigation. So in other words, prior to the arrest, there was no transgression that anybody was aware of until the U.S. Mint issued a warning, but it was based on a request from the FBI. The warning was the Department of Justice's position, not the U.S. Mint's, which never offers a legal opinion on metal. There's a big question mark there. If someone uses metal, gold, silver, platinum, copper, to make a medallion, for instance, and wants to know ahead of time if they will violate any patent or law, etc., the U.S. Mint will not reply. The person has to make the medallion and wait and see if they violated anything. So I guess that's the game that's being played there. And until the DOJ and the U.S. Mint were requested by the FBI, doesn't seem like there was any violation. So a little bit of collusion perhaps going on there. Number three, the U.S. Mint warning was worded incorrectly. It referred to the Constitution stating Congress has exclusive rights to the coining of money and so forth, which what the Constitution actually says is that Congress has the power to, which means that the Department of Justice misstated the warning as well. So that was part of the nuance there. The jury was repeatedly told by the judge that they must follow the law while considering the facts. In other words, they were repeatedly told they had no nullification rights, which is also a gross violation of their constitutionally protected rights. So, and I'm getting a text from this person, so this is an incomplete analysis. It's only reading 2 days of the trial. So I apologize, folks, that I don't have a thorough analysis. This is just, you know, fresh information, and I'm so thankful that Heather was there, Heather Lewis, to do the hard work that she did to get us a record. So I encourage you to go to libertyforfree.com. I will also say that Gary Franchi with the Reality Report .tv, he has a segment with Rob Gray, as a matter of fact, another RBN host on there talking about this. I think Gray was a witness for the defense, subpoenaed as a witness. So, because he's doing the barter system down in Texas. The open currency standard down there. So a lot of people, I think, were corralled into this, and hopefully that you're going to see much more about the Liberty Dollar and Bernard von Nothaus's situation there. I wish that the folks in Asheville had done some educating of their populace that was called in as the jury, so that they could have adjudicated the law as they see it, not as the judge wants them to see it. So hopefully there will be an appeal, and hopefully this will go to the Supreme Court so we can have a wider scope of awareness and a wider discussion about this. So let's jump over to, in terms of sound money and so forth, there was a blog, again, by Lou Rockwell, the esteemed, I don't know what his title is, but he helps run the von Mises Institute and the Austrian economist there. And he had a blog posting. His website is lourockwell.com. It's a staple for anybody who's trying to pay attention to reality. And it's not very long at all. I'm going to read it. It's called, Is QE3 Ahead? QE meaning quantitative easing. QE3 Ahead. And he says, Austrian school economists have often explained the business cycle using the metaphor of liquor or drugs. The expansion of paper money and credit gives an exuberance, an economic high that leads to excessive risk-taking and ballooning production. But it can't be sustained. There is a morning after. Then what? There is a choice. More drugs and liquor or sobriety? Sadly, the economy, meaning the choices made by you, me, and billions of others, is not permitted to make the choice. It is made for us by our lords and masters in Washington. Hence, here are the meth dealers. Guess what choice they make? And so we had Bush's QE1, quantitative easing, a euphemism for printing money. But the effects didn't last that long. Then there was Obama's QE2, the effects of which are likely to run out sometime this summer. As an aside, maybe we should just start referring to the QE with a number by the administration, inserting the appropriate number, since otherwise these presidents are mostly interchangeable. Note the following important point. These various attempts to restore the inebriated happy time have unpredictable and uncontrollable effects, and the metaphor helps here too. The body is weakened. It might take more of the drug to get the same effect. The drug promotes underlying disease. Each new dose makes the person ever less rational and coherent. The stimulant can land everywhere, but where it is intended to land by the money printers. The Fed wanted to lift housing prices and re-stimulate the entire real estate sector. But guess what? Housing prices are still falling, and new home construction just tanked at a faster rate than any time in 27 years. What is being stimulated? Stock prices, certainly, but that is not wealth. Stock prices are just prices. They are no different from apple prices, coffee prices, and gas prices. When these go up, do we say, fantastic news, we're wealthier? Of course not. The belief that a rising stock price is great news remains one of the most wicked of all economic myths. Then there is the problem of price increases more generally. The producer price index for February has generated terrifying results, though you probably haven't heard about them. Predictions were for a 0.6% increase, but the reality was 1.6, which points to the double digits on an annualized basis. And that's just the beginning. Food prices rose the most since November 1975. Prices of raw materials rose by 3.4% in February from the previous month. Intermediate prices climbed 2.0%, with diesel fuel up a monthly 12.6% in February. These huge increases were counterbalanced by falling prices in cars, trucks, warehousing, and other areas that are already showing signs of a post-boom slump. Will there be a QE3? Most likely. Look at this exchange with Bernanke at the National Press Club. Question, will there be a QE3? Bernanke, in the end, we'll just ask the same questions. Where is the economy going, and what do various inflation indicators look like? We'll ask those questions. If unemployment is still too low, then we may continue. If we're moving towards full employment, then we won't need to stimulate more. And what is full employment? The Fed statisticians believe that it is 6% or so, and we are nowhere near headed that way. Plus, Bernanke is wholly wrong to believe that somehow employment can be used as a measure of economic health. For many decades, socialist economies bragged about zero unemployment, but the economies regressed year after year. Even in mixed economies like ours, high employment is most often an effect of prosperity and never a cause. Plus, we can't believe Bernanke that employment data alone will drive the decision. He's an errand boy for the big banks and Wall Street that will drive his decisions along with politics. And we can be all but certain that there will be plenty of bad news by the summer, which will provide enough cover for another round of stimulus. Meanwhile, what's anyone going to do about the problem of much higher prices, which is the ghastly beast waiting around the corner? The truth is that the Fed pretends as if it has nothing to do with this. Bernanke routinely says that prices are formed by supply and demand, which is true enough in a free market, but money creation complicates the picture. Another truth is that the Fed doesn't really care about inflation as much as it cares about the solvency of the banking and financial systems. Bernanke would drive us right into hyperinflation to save his industries. Savers living on pensions just don't have the political clout to stop the money machine. And contrary to Bernanke's promises, he does not have the ability to turn off the monetary spigot once prices start zooming. The economy is too globalized for that. Keep in mind that though the Fed has loads of power, it has no power to control inflationary expectations and the demand for cash generally. And in hyperinflationary environments, these are the driving factors. History is littered with monetary managers who believed they were in total control until the disaster they caused hit. It is hubris of the first order to believe themselves masters of the universe, but hubris is epidemic in Washington. QE3 is playing with fire or with a third dose of meth or another bottle of Four Roses. Choose your metaphor. It is a bad and deeply dangerous policy, all built on the insane view that if you stimulate a zombie with enough fiat money, it will start to live and breathe on its own. Reducing this even more, consider if you drink enough, does your body start to generate its own liquor? The Fed and the government have hooked the American economy on a wicked drug. Our job is to drive the dealers from their seats of power. Now, for that kind of blog posting, I wonder if Lou Rockwell is going to be taken up on charges of domestic terrorism. Because according to the U.S. District Attorney, U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins, we are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. So by challenging the Federal Reserve, like Lou was doing on his blog and his whole enterprise of his website, he can be considered a domestic terrorist. You watch, it's coming. You can't even speak about an alternative to the Fed if they're going to keep this up. So let's see here. I've got a, it'll be a police state. All right, Rich in Alabama, I've ranted long enough this hour. What's on your mind?
I was keeping up with that a couple of years ago, and through RBN, but I haven't heard anything about him going to trial, so nobody's been talking about it. Now the trial's over. What's going on?
No, it's a travesty. It's really, I tried a little bit last week. I tried to get the word out to some people. He was arrested in 2009, and there was a little bit of scuttlebutt in the freedom movement, and there were some headlines and so forth, and just a handful of people have even touched on this. And I hope that I don't remain in the minority. This whole topic needs to be brought out in a big way, especially these quotes from this district attorney. These are really important statements they're making, in my opinion. I'm just seeing these for the first time today.
You're absolutely right. And I just went to the site that we were recommended to go to, and I can't even find it. All I see is the highlighted in blue that don't go to this site. It's a fraud. It's a fraud. And I can't even find the site because normally.
Well, hold on. It's Liberty. It's Liberty spelled LIBERTY numeral 4 FREE.com. Liberty for free. But with the number 4.
Okay. Number 4. Okay.
.com.
Well, I can see that they're already trying to, keep people from getting to that website based upon what they're saying down at the bottom. They're trying to affiliate one site with another, and I think the other site is probably set up by the
it's URL confusion, folks. It's just liberty4free.com. That's where you go. There's a link there. It says right at the top, Liberty Dollar Trial News. And in my research, it's one of the few locations where there's actually anybody talking about it. And I hope that the transcript is made public, and I hope there's an appeal, and I hope this goes to the Supreme Court. I say this because I don't even know all the particulars of the barter system that was happening there. I don't know, understand exactly what the details are. So, Technically, maybe he was guilty. I'm not sure. But when I see statements coming out of the district attorney's mouth, at least according to the Gannett, corporatocracy media, that, you know, any effort to, you know, challenge authority about monetary policy, they're trying to say essentially you and I, Richard, we couldn't trade. We can't do barter. What if I wanted to barter with you with a piece of silver? You know, where's the arbitration of that you and I can't barter? What if I wanted to barter with, oak tree leaves? What if you and I really thought oak tree leaves had value, or ginkgo tree, or, you know, strawberries or eggs? You know, I mean, where does it stop?
I agree.
It's incredible. Go ahead.
And this is another thing. The Attorney General and the State Department, you know there's something wrong in this country when they're trying to bring a lawsuit against the state of Arizona for enforcing federal law.
Yeah. Yeah, it's we live in fascinating times, people, and if you're not paying attention and getting engaged, you've got no one to blame but yourself for living in a police state. We're going to talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Common Sense Revisited. And we've just got a few minutes left before the end of the show, and I want to encourage everybody to stay tuned for Michael McKay. He has Tom DiLorenzo on as his guest this next hour with a live call-in show, and I'm going to try and find the email he sent out and read you a portion of it, because I think it's a very compelling setup that he's done here about fiat currency and wars, and how the fiat currency we have under the Federal Reserve engenders more wars, and who is benefiting from these wars? Does it just grow the size of government, you know, and so forth? He's got an excellent setup. I encourage you to stay tuned for his 1 o'clock hour. Somebody texted me, you know, we're moving quickly to a police state because they know the economy cannot be sustained, deliberate or not. Get involved now peacefully or perish as free Americans. And I couldn't agree more. You know, and I've talked about different ways to get involved. You've got to start talking. You know, the state legislators are starting to wake up. Utah is doing a deal with gold and making it non-taxable as tender right now. You know, they're doing that in their state. State legislators in places like South Carolina are waking up. I hope to shout that some of them are paying attention to the Articles of Freedom that were issued in April and delivered to the governors and the federal and state legislators April 19, 2010. That pebble in the pool that was put out there, those ripples are starting to have an effect. I see stuff happening with weapons legislation in New Hampshire and South Dakota. The things are starting to happen, folks. It's not all doom and gloom, but that federal Leviathan, they are coming hard. They are coming hard to make sure that those of us that do question authority are going to be named domestic terrorists. The Southern Poverty Law Center just came out with their latest hit list of patriot groups, which I find to be an actual fascinating service. I would go and look at it and go search engine it and find it. You just look spring 2011, you know, SPLC, Patriot, you'll find it. You're going to find some groups in your state you didn't even know existed. They're sussing them out. That's great. Get in touch with them, everybody. We need to stand up to this, and we need to have, you know, peaceful assemblies. We need to have education, and we need to take civic action. To that effect, I want to read to you a portion of the presentation for Dismantling Corporatocracy. That's happening March 27th. It's a Sunday. It's in Fairfield, Iowa. The website is iowansrallyforfreedom.org. iowansrallyforfreedom.org. .com takes you there as well. And here's the write-up. Amidst all the upheavals going on in the world today, the Iowans Rally for Freedom at the Sondheim Center asked the question, how best can we untangle the deeply embedded relationship of big business and big government? Big business is big government. Keynote speaker Sheriff Richard Mack won what is considered the most important decision to restrain federal powers in recent history in the Supreme Court. Right now, he says, quote, it is vital that we restore the Constitution as the greatest... It is vital that we restore the Constitution, as the greatest threat we face today is not terrorists, it is our own federal government, end quote. Also speaking by video conference will be Barbara Lowe Fisher. That's Barbara L-O-E Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center. She will speak on last month's Supreme Court decision to give drug companies total liability protection for injuries and death caused by the government-mandated forced vaccination policy. She will speak on last month's Supreme Court decision to give drug companies total liability protection for injuries and deaths caused by the government-mandated forced vaccination policy. Should parents of vaccine-injured children stand by and allow vaccine manufacturers to have complete immunity from prosecution? The issue seems ripe for another Supreme Court challenge, or perhaps a thorough overhaul of how the country governs itself. Clyde Cleveland, the author of Common Sense Revisited in 2002, Libertarian candidate for Iowa governor, will review the current state of our government and how we can restore it to the republic as originally envisioned by our founding fathers. The event takes place 1 o'clock to 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, March 27th at the Fairfield Arts and Convention Center. Tickets are $15 at the box office. Go to fairfieldacc.com for tickets. Visit iowansrallyforfreedom.org. I don't think I can explain any better than that, folks. Big government is big business. They're in collusion. We need to dismantle the corporatocracy. Stay tuned for Michael McKay, live call-in show with Tom DiLorenzo. Thanks for tuning in.